So I think I've cracked the code on how to pick a great dentist or dental hygienist, because you want one that is has super attention to detail and maybe a little bit OCD almost. Now, I've sort of thought, why is this hygienist so good? Why does she get it so perfect? And I think it comes down to these details. So the reason I've like figured this out, I was lying in the chair and, you know, they're doing the thing where that TV is like that, the weird TV that hangs above your head that only exists in dental surgeries is there and it's on. And there was this story about how this guy, who was a doctor, had set up like a vaccination clinic in his own home, and it was all like above board and legal and stuff. This is in Australia, and he was trying to just get more people vaccinated down in Sydney.
Doing his bit, yeah.
Doing his bit. And I was like, I just made a joke. I said, why don't you maybe set up a little dental situation in your own home?
And so did you have stuff in your mouth at this point? Were you like,
No, it was like an in-between moment where she was getting tools or something. So, and she goes, I couldn't do that. There is only a limited number of things that is allowed in my house. And I said, what do you mean by that? And she goes, I'm such a neat freak and a clean freak that if I want to buy something new, I have to get rid of something old first. I can't have anything, even in the garage, that's extra. And I said, what do you mean by that?
I love that.
She goes, even my husband, he's been wanting an air fryer for over a year now, but I said we have to get rid of something that's in the kitchen first before an air fryer can move in. And at first I was like, well, you're just crazy. But then I realized, because she then said, oh, I'm such a clean freak, nothing can be out of its place in the house. And I realized that's the sort of person you want as your hygienist, because they're not going to leave even one single bit of plaque. they're the perfect.
Also, can I just say?
Yeah.
That is such a great lesson in how not to be a hoarder.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a little bit hoardish, then maybe adopt this, like, way of life. That's so good.
It sounds to me like she's living in one of those tiny houses that you can't have that much stuff in.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Well, it's possible, although I do think she probably is more the mansion type, because she rolls she rolls up in like the black Merc four-wheel drive. She's making bank, right? But it's just she's just got this vision, I guess, or this way of living that everything has to be in its place, nothing else in.
What would you evict in place so you could get the air fryer? Like, maybe the rice cooker?
Does the toaster go? I don't know.
We got rid of our toaster with our air fryer.
To get the air fryer.
Because we use our air fryer as a toaster now.
Where did you put your what did you do with your toaster?
We got rid of it.
What, threw it out?
Have you considered becoming a dental hygienist?
We were meant to replace it anyway, so we thought, we'll just chuck it.
Get rid of it.
Are you looking for a career change?
This might be perfect for you. And then she was going on about her husband hates it because he has stuff that he wants to keep or buy or collect.
Somebody like that.
And doesn't get to do anything, no hobbies, nothing almost, because he can't buy anything.
So they essentially live in a show home by the sounds of things. Nothing out of place.
She said, I just love cleaning and keeping everything tidy. And I was like, you're the perfect person for this job, but I could never date someone like
you
that.
You two are kind of like semi-hoarders.
Sort of. Like, depending on what I hoard.
Not in the house, but your garage is hoarder central.
It's a bit crazy. Meg, I couldn't live like that, though.
You've seen all the junk.
How many cake tins do you own, Meg?
Oh, enough.
Yeah. The doors don't close properly on the cake cupboard,
do they?
That's
because I haven't cleaned it.
Very different. That's why we're not in the dental industry, and she is. So, lesson here. Yeah. If you're looking for the right dentist, pay attention to the details. Are they a little bit crazy in how OCD they are? They're the perfect person for you.
I love it. Birthday Lotto up next.
Yeah, $1,700. We finally crack that. So, Krigo, what are we looking for? What month?
All right, just spinning the wheel now, and it has come up as October.
October, awesome. So if you're born in October and you want to win the cash, hit us up, 13109.